Giant 90.9, this is Inside Athletic Training. I'm here with certified athletic trainer Nick Potter from the Kansas City Mavericks. How's your day going?
Day's going good so far. A little cold on the bus ride over, but we made it and I got a sweatshirt on, so I'm good.
What college did you go to receive your athletic training degree?
I went to Western Michigan University for my undergrad, Bachelor's of Science, athletic training, and then from there went on to grad school at Texas Tech University for a master's in science in sports management.
How many years have you been an athletic trainer?
I've been a certified athletic trainer now for 12 years and been working as a student and whatnot for three extra years than that in college football or the pro setting.
What other sports teams have you been with?
Other sports teams that I've been with since I graduated undergrad, I was with football, the Detroit Lions, for two summer camps and all home games. I did a rotation at a high school clinic where I worked football and all the other sports that high schools cover. I did football again at Texas Tech, football for quite a bit at the Kansas City Chiefs, and then back into hockey finally.
What is the importance of athletic training?
The importance of athletic training, I think number one is player safety. That entails, you know, prevention, acute treatment and management of injuries as they occur, and then the rehab process that goes on. But definitely, I think the player safety is number one.
How did you decide on being an athletic trainer?
Well, I was young playing hockey in Michigan, and I had dreams of being an NHL player or a professional hockey player, and I took too many hits to the head. From there, I started to follow our high school athletic trainer around and fell in love with the job, which I don't consider a job anymore, and my career took off from there.
What was the worst injury you've seen, and if you don't mind sharing with us?
Yeah, probably the worst one I've seen was in football. It was my 2006 year. We had a player there take a hit to the head, and it was a spine board injury, a brain injury. It ended up being a 10-week recovery, but it was very intense. We had to make sure that our training and preparation was top-notch for that player, which it was, but that was a pretty scary moment for me.
What do you tell the players that just hang around the training room and not getting treatment done?
Well, first, they better not just be hanging around. No, I honestly have an open room environment. I have scheduled times for treatment. And post-practice, post-games, we do soft tissue and maintenance work. And it's usually a pretty good time where guys come in and talk and laugh with all that. So it's pretty open policy because I think relationships with players helps develop trust. So I'm okay with guys coming and hanging out. I got no problem kicking them out if I need the space, though.
What else would you like to tell us about athletic training?
Well, I think if you're interested in athletic training, you need to just put yourself in those situations, do some hours. And then I think with all jobs, I think it's pretty important. My former boss, Rick, he was pretty good at always saying this, that you know, no matter what you're doing in a pressure situation, you always sink to your level of training. You don't rise to the occasion. So, you know, prepare for what you do in your job and be ready to do your job.
That was Nick Potter, certified athletic trainer for the Kansas City Mavericks. This is Giant 90.9.